Yes, Judge. Well, thank you, Judge and Commissioners. It's good to be here with y'all again today. And it was really nice driving in and seeing the colors on the roof starting to take shape. I mean, you can see it from I-10 as you start to come around town. I know what to look for, so I. But it is starting to look good.
By the way, Judge, I'm passing on a offer from the lead superintendent on the site. Anybody, any of the commissioners would like to go up on top, he'll be glad to fix them up with their safety belt and hoist them up there.
Let's wait until we get the 400-foot crane out. It'll be a lot more fun. Yeah. Well, obviously that project is finally showing some activity.
Yeah, and it's completion.
Yes, they're supposed to be done in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And I think we are trying to get a final date right now when they intend to install the spire, so that can be coordinated with your public relations, because certainly that ought to be a pretty newsworthy event when the spire goes back up. We can do that. I would suggest you crack it when it's on the ground, and then we'll lift. And then we'll lift it up. Well, so I think it is a kind of auspicious that we can get the next phase going, just as the first phase is winding down. And what we brought today is a 95% review set of the drawings and specifications for phase two, which will be the restoration of the masonry and windows of floors 5 up to 14. In other words, the tower portion of the courthouse. That breakout was decided a year or two ago when we all were looking at budgets for the various restoration phases. The documents that we're going to issue will be put out to bid according to a schedule that the county engineer and y'all have set. We will issue four bids on May the 5th. We have a pre-construction meeting set for May the 14th, and the bids will be received on the 2nd of June. As in the rest other parts of our process, and because the courthouse is a participant in the Texas Historic Courthouse Preservation Program, we do have the ability to pre-qualify contractors and subcontractors to do this specialized work. And so the requirements for those qualifications are included in the specifications document that you have. So the contractors, when they place their bids, will provide that information to us as a part of the evaluation of not only the price, but their experience and ability to do this type of work. As I said, the drawings are for work on the exterior of the building only. There is very little interior work involved in this phase, and it is limited to some plaster work that we need to do along the jambs of the windows in order to anchor the new steel replacement windows. The basic concept, of course, is to return the courthouse to its original 1930 condition. The windows on the upper portion of the building, floors 8 through 14, are the original steel windows. That was the jail portion of the building. And obviously in 1980, when other renovation work was done on the building, those windows were not changed. So those windows will also be cleaned and stripped, repainted, reglazed, and brought back to their original condition, but the windows on floors 5, 6, and 7, which currently have the aluminum windows, those will be removed and replaced with steel windows to match the original ones. And we're fortunate that when the annex was built, and I won't say any more about that because it's been a sore spot, there are two of the original windows still in place. One is in the wall. What courtroom is the one down on the corner? The small, very ornate courtroom that's right against the corridor to the addition. Right, right. If you pull up the Venetian blinds behind the jury box, one of the original windows is there. It's untouched. We can get our paint colors from that. It has never been painted again in its lifetime. And across the hall, there's another similar window that's been embedded when the annex was built. So we've got a couple original examples to go by. The main difference is that the new windows on floors 5, 6, and 7, and ultimately when we get to the lower floors, all those windows will have insulated glass. So we are able with the new steel windows to upgrade the energy efficiency of these windows to modern standards. The windows on the upper jail part, because of the way they're made, will still have single pane glass, but we will put a film on the inside, which will also improve their energy performance. The bid documents have been set up as a base bid, which includes all of the masonry work. An alternate number one, which includes the renovation of the windows, the original windows in floors 8 through 14. And alternate number two, in the replacement windows of floors 5, 6, and 7. Now, even though our current estimate is about $2.5 million plus including contingencies, which is pretty close to the budget that we had about 2 years ago now, we have decided to break this out so that if we need to adjust the scope of the work to fit available funds, we've got three pieces of work that we can juggle and do one or two or three as the county can afford at the time. So we've tried to give ourselves some flexibility now rather than have to try to do what's called value engineering later on and to try to look ahead to how we can structure the cost. And very basically, that's what the drawings show. There's quite a bit of detail on window details. We have the structural details on the masonry are very extensive. As you may recall, we are very concerned about the condition of the brick and stone on the face of the building all the way around. As a result of our coastal climate, and in particular the heavily industrialized zone that we live in here, has severely corroded all the metal components in the facades. If you even stick your head out any of these windows and look up at the steel lintels, they'll all be severely rusted. We've had our structural engineer on the face of the building doing x-rays through the brick to look at the condition of the metal anchors that connect the brick to the inside core masonry and structure. And most of that material is also severely corroded through moisture coming through cracks in the masonry and cracks in the mortar joints. So we will be replacing all of the lintels on all the windows in the portion of the building where we're working, 5 through 14. We'll also be replacing what are called relieving angles. Those are continuous angles at each floor level that support the masonry as it goes up the building. And we will be installing new anchors through the joints to anchor the brick and stone back to the core. All of these anchors will be stainless steel to give the longest possible life to the courthouse for generations to come, we hope. And once we do this work, this tower portion of the building on the outside will be complete. We won't have to come back in a later phase and do anything else. Just like right now in the first phase, the work that is being done at the roof level is complete within that zone. We don't have to go back later and add something to it or finish something that was not included. So the point is that as we do the project from top to bottom, we're trying, the priority, of course, is to keep the building dry. And everything that's being done first is to make the building dry. And we know, of course, that our termite problem is primarily a moisture problem. The insects are attracted to moisture. So it doesn't do much good, for example, to have done interior work if we still have moisture penetration issues from the outside. So that's why we decided a couple of years ago now that we'd start on the outside of the building rather than the inside, although obviously air conditioning, woodwork problems are pretty apparent. I think once we get the building dried in, those will not have some core problems that we have not addressed at that point. So again, this is about to go out to bid. And by the time it does, they'll be off the roof. The spire will be back up and we'll scaffold up again, and you still can't park in the back. So that. I think you can probably strike that and put some names on the slots, because you'll be using it for a while if this continues. Yes, because we'll use virtually the same workspace and laydown area in the back. That's right. All the window installation is done from the outside. However, on the new windows on floors 5, 6, and 7 are glazed from the inside, because we're trying to think long term that if there is any perhaps storm damage to these windows, it's a lot easier to fix them from the inside than from the outside. But it does not affect their historic appearance. So again, and the finish that is going on these windows is a polymer finish similar to what you have on your car. It's like a 20-year guaranteed paint finish. So again, it should be a very durable and very low maintenance finish on the new windows. Yes.
This includes the MSA.
Was there another one?
Approximately that much money in our carried over account from last year to about what are our numbers that you estimate we have in our budget for this?
I need to go back and update. You know, we had a breakdown of $2 million, about $2.3 million for this, which was going to cover the roof. A lot of the breakout was for the internal repairs, which we're not going to do right now because it was courtrooms, $500,000. Termite damage, $400,000. The ceiling grout repairs, which could be some of it, but $300,000. So, with the 2.6, let me go back and look and see. The big thing now is we'll pay for the roof. We did have, you know, $560,000 for design and specifications, and I don't know if anybody can do get you an update on what we spent so far, because I think we had some projected to be spent, and I don't think we spent those because of hurricanes.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for being here today.
We can talk about phase three.
Sir?
We can talk about phase three.
We were kind of chuckling back here, but the timeline of opening the bids and then starting to pull windows out will happen after hurricane season.
There is no after hurricane.
We'd hate to have the windows out and then we're sticking plywood up in our EOC.
Well, yeah, certainly the staging of things with the contractor is something to be organized. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as.
Well.
Right.
Okay. No problem.
Do you have any?
All contractors work on a timely basis.
That's right.
Since we probably will
be into our budget workshops this summer, why don't you just give us a quick reminder of what phase three may entail and cost?
Yes, phase three is the remainder of the exterior of the building, the masonry restoration and window replacements from the basement through the fourth floor. And that would bring us up to where we're doing on this phase. And I think our estimate about 2 years ago now is about $4 million for that amount. It's more square footage than we got in the tower. That bit falling off is new. Well, structurally, of course, everything in here is perfectly sound. But again, I think once we can keep it dry and keep the critters down, it'll hold out until we can get to it. It's not all pretty, but.
Well, it might get till December 1st.
Easy, Judge.
Is the legislature doing anything for funding?
Yes. Of course, right now we're getting just different sets of figures in what, based on what the THC has requested for the courthouse program. I understand from a conversation this morning that the House has sent over its recommendation, which is $40 million for the program. But THC had requested $65 million. And what the House did is include the restoration of the governor's mansion, which is 25, and so that kind of took it off at the knees. The normal courthouse program allocation is usually about $60 million, and that usually covers about 10 to 12 courthouse restoration projects every 2 years.
And correct me, I guess, on this amount, that we have a cap amount that we can receive?
Currently, the cap is $6 million from
all
this
right.
program.
Okay.
And when we applied for it year before last, you know, we scored pretty high with the exception of the connector to the annex.
Right.
And they said we had the option of removing that to be able to qualify for the maximum points or just going on down the road without their assistance. And I think it was unanimous we'd try that first.
That is not a closed issue.
Do we reapply each year?
Yes, the grant application automatically rolls over unless we want to refresh it in some way. So certainly if there was some proposal perhaps to treat the connector in some way to lessen its impact on the building that we could present to the THC, that could be done. One thing we always like to do is at least update the estimates. That's right.
That's right.
We can cut and paste and get right back to this.
And what about just going back for, say, for example, taking one or two floors and doing interior restoration, since the first and second floor had been restored some years ago? If we wanted to take, for example, for floor three and four or whatever,
well,
for
yes,
interior
certainly.
Restoration, is there any consideration that they would take that under consideration for
Well, you know, one possible scenario, and again, going back to moisture, would be a combination of doing a certain amount of windows and then doing some interiors on the same floors that we do the windows, so we don't get moisture coming into new interior work, rather than do all the lower portion of the building on the exterior at one time, perhaps. So there might be some ways to layer it. Maybe the fourth floor is done with windows and interior, and we, again, kind of start to work down.
Something along those lines.
But we could, well, maybe let us start by putting together some various combinations with some rough numbers.
I mean, we were talking about $22+ million on that first thing for the whole
building was 20 plus. Yeah. That's right.
Gerald, what's the match on that?
The match is 85%.
15% from the county?
Yes.
So if you did the first four floors under the, for the windows on the grant for this year, we could use the upper floors as our match?
Yes. What you have put into the building under this program can count against your match. That is correct. There's quite a few ways to juggle the numbers here, particularly with a larger project.
I would ask that you go back. I hope the court would agree that go back and put together some scenarios, and
yes, sir.
You know, we might be able to qualify for some less money, but not have to go through the hoops that they want us to for all the other idiosyncrasies.
We'll do that, and we'll certainly do it in discussions with with your reviewer, Bess Graham, and others at the THC, to get their input, so we can make this, you know, something that's pretty viable. There's no bugs up here. It's not going to fall on you, Judge.
Thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you very much.